In this bulletin, the Nationals endorse Australia's approach to tensions between the US and China over Taiwan. Tributes continue to flow for the Seekers' lead singer Judith Durham. And in sport, the Wallabies takes a rousing 41-26 win over Argentina following the withdrawal of skipper Michael Hooper for mental health reasons. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. Relations between Australia and China remain strained after the federal government called out the latter's response to a US diplomatic visit to Taiwan as destabilising and over the top. The Chinese embassy has warned Australia against involvement in its actions over Taiwan, saying finger-pointing against Beijing is unacceptable. China launched ballistic missiles during live-fire exercises near Taiwan following US House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's controversial visit to the island earlier in the week. Cabinet Minister Chris Bowen has told Channel 9 that Australia will do what it believes is right as the crisis continues. Members of the Seekers are among those in Australia's music scene remembering the late singer Judith Durham, who has died at 79. The performer passed away in palliative care on Friday, and the Victorian government is waiting before approaching her family about a potential state funeral. Bandmate Keith Potka has told SBS News her death is a big loss to the world, and he was able to speak to her a few hours before she died over the phone last week.
We shared our love for one another, and she was glorious in being so brave to undergo that. That would have been a remarkable struggle for her to do that on that occasion.
The New South Wales Labor opposition will seek to expand an inquiry into the controversial appointment of former Deputy Premier John Barilaro to a US trade job to include other lucrative overseas-based roles. It follows a report from Nine newspapers which alleges that the state's Premier, Dominic Perrottet, offered to create a parliamentary trade role for Transport Minister David Elliott as a sweetener for dumping him from Cabinet. The report also claims that the Premier spoke to Mr. Elliott about the Agent General position in London. Speaking to Sky News, opposition leader Chris Minns says that Mr. Perrottet needs to clarify these latest allegations. And an upper house inquiry is currently probing how Mr. Barilaro landed the $500,000 a year New York role amid criticism over the appointment. The former New South Wales Nationals leader relinquished the job in June, less than 2 weeks after his appointment was announced, saying his position had become untenable. Last week, the affair claimed the scalp of Trade Minister Stuart Ayres after a draft report from a separate inquiry run by the Department of Premier and Cabinet indicated he had not maintained a suitable distance from the hiring process. The federal opposition says it remains sceptical about the government's climate change legislation as the bill heads to the Senate for final approval by the end of the month. Nationals leader David Littleproud says the coalition believes in reducing emissions, but it is not convinced that the legislation is necessary to make that happen. He has told Nine News that legislation would create more problems than it solves. To sport now, the Wallabies have dedicated their first match of the Rugby Championship to absent skipper Michael Hooper as the team took a rousing 41-26 win over Argentina. Australia trailed 19-10 at the break but recovered to shatter the Pumas' hopes of a first win over the Aussies in 4 years. But the victory may have come at a huge cost, with playmaker Quade Cooper believed to have ruptured his Achilles tendon, an injury that not only could rule him out of next year's Rugby World Cup, but could also possibly end the 34-year-old's career. The Wallabies entered the test without their captain Hooper, who withdrew from the tour the day before the game for mental health reasons. And that's the latest from SBS News.